Hello, and welcome to this new series on word pictures. This is going to be a study from the Hebrew and Aramaic word pictures, and it will be a study of the key concepts of salvation. Back in 1979, when I first took an introductory class in Aramaic from a student of Dr. George Lamza, I was intrigued by how easy it was to understand the words because they painted pictures in my mind. The actions underneath the word families helped to tie the verbs and nouns together, which doesn't happen in English very much. This really intrigued me, and little did I know then that that class would be the start of a lifetime of adventure studying Aramaic and then later Hebrew. This particular session will cover three main keys to understanding word pictures and to introduce the topic. First, we will look at what is a pictograph and what is a word picture. And then secondly, we'll be looking at how letters form together and have an underlying root action. And thirdly, there will be a comparison of how Hebrew and Aramaic work together. So let's begin. What is a word picture? Each letter of the Hebrew and Aramaic alphabet was originally a picture of something from everyday life, and it became stylized into what we call a pictograph in the early Semitic writing. An example in our culture of how this happened, we can easily understand because it is how we use icons in computers today. The small stylized picture is recognized easily and tells us something, like open a file, close a file, format painter, copy. All those little icons have become familiar to us and they mean to do something. Another common type of pictograph in our culture is a road sign, where you have a yield sign or a stop and go, green hand for go, those kinds of things. So a pictograph, or the idea of a pictograph, is not foreign to our culture, but it is foreign in the idea that it's used in the alphabet. Each letter of the alphabet had its own picture or pictograph, and when those pictures were put together, they formed words, but the words retained the original pictures behind the letters. And when we understand what those are, it gives understanding to the meaning of the words. The Semitic cognate languages like Hebrew, Aramaic, Arabic, and many others all work this way. So to see how this works, let's look at the first two letters of the alphabet and what their original pictographs look like. Aleph in Hebrew and Aleph in Aramaic is a picture of the head of an ox, and it means a strong one or a leader. The second letter is bet in Hebrew or beth in Aramaic. It's the picture of a one-room house or a tent, and it means house, family, or it could also mean what is inside. Bet can be the preposition in or with. So you have a picture of the ox and a picture of a house, and you put these two letters together, and it forms the word for father. Av, the very simple meaning of the word picture of father is that he is the strong leader of the house or the family. We can see a wonderful verse in Psalm 89. In Psalm 89, God is describing the covenant he made with David as king and that his throne would be established forever. In verse 26, God is speaking about David, but he's also prophetically speaking about the Messiah. It says in verse 26, he shall cry to me, you are my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. He was talking about David, but he was also talking about the Messiah, how David cried out to God, is my father, my God. And so would our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, do the same thing. This is really the first